Yeah. Okay. So just a quick, the recording didn't work yesterday, so just quickly to record as far as. So we said the kasha was, is that why, if you don't know the Das Baal Bayis, so you do 150th. So the question, why do you do that? Just say you don't know, it's a safek, you can't act. Right? So we said that since the guy did a shlichus of, he just said, say trom, just take truma, so that implicitly means any truma. The mino shlichus is just undoing truma. So anything which would be defined as truma would qualify. So 140, 150, 160, it would always qualify. Anything would qualify. Alright, but the thing is that the reason why you have to figure out what he wants is because since you're his shliach, a shliach means someone who's acting on his behalf. So being a shliach, he mechuyav to figure out what he wanted. But not because otherwise it's not under his minoy. His minoy was generic. But your job is, in Truma, the way you figure out Truma is you figure out what type of person am I. Do I want to give 140, 150, or 60? So now since you're a shliach and you're taking his Truma, so you have to try to be Mishayah's Nas. So if you could, you could. If you can't, then we said the rational assumption is a vainness. Because you don't assume someone is an extreme. You don't assume a guy's on Yafar and Ra. So if you don't have any knowledge, then you have to assume you're as a shliach, your assumption is just the neutral. You know, it's 150th. But if you end up doing it wrong, let's say I say, no, I change. I'm supposed to do 150th, but I say, you know what, I want to do 140. So then you can't say that the shlichus is knocked out because he could always say, look, that's what I wanted. And since you left it open, so therefore I could always tell you, now look, that's what I did. That was my thing. And as unless you specified, the minoy shlichus is never gone. I did something wrong, I shouldn't have done that, but you can't say there's no minoy on that because your minoy was, you take truma, and this is what I assessed, truma. So that's it. So that's what he says, you never been bought that. So that's where Rashi learns. Now one thing we just said in passing, what's pshat of 140, 150, 160, what kind of shear is that? So he said, minah Torah, this is really racious. Racious means any amount. The beginning, right? And the Torah left it open without a shear because there's a quality of an endivas halev that a person should give on his own. Whatever you determine is yerashus. So that's a deraisa. That's a kiyum in the to do it with the nedivas. No, as per your nedivas. So it says, but the Rabbanan apparently saw that people weren't doing it. They weren't giving. So they wanted to fix the shear so that people wouldn't give too little. You know, so they fixed the shear. But the problem is when you fix the shear, then you undermine the quality of nedivas because then it's going to become fixed. So the way they did it is that they fixed three shiurim. And they fixed the shiur, so this way you lock in a minimum. Yet at the same time, you give a rein, freedom for a person from Divas Alev. The kiyum in the kiyum which is the Raisla still exists through your choice of 140th, 150th, and 60th. Okay, fine. You said that was the Rashi. Now the Rambam learns, Rambam's fine, but he says, the problem is he says that if you figure out 150 and you do 149th even on purpose, then he says you're gone. Then there's no shlichos. But if it's by accident, you try to do 150 and turns out 160, 140, then he says it's still okay. So we said, what's the difference? Because halacha is that if shliach goes against his mashalach, whether it's mezor or b'shogeg, it's not shlichos. Okay, he's not a shliach. So if you'll tell me 150th, you have to evaluate, assess 150th, that's fixed. So then it should be fixed. Even b'shogeg, it shouldn't be good. Elamai, you'll tell me that one did just an assessment, look, but anyways, who really knows? So then even if you do a mezer, it should still be good. So what's the difference? So we said, no. We said there's a difference. There's two things. The question is, we said, the chukas rashinam is, why is it if I go against the mishaleach, is the shlichus gone? The one says, loss of oklam. Why is it nothing? Is it because you are memane to do X, and you're not doing X, you're doing Y? Because your mino is only on one thing and not on this thing. Or do you say that it's more serious of a problem, which is that you, when you're a shliach, you're acting as, so to speak, you're acting as his yad. You become not an individual, but simply the implementation of his das. And that's the idea of a shliach. You're an agent. You're not a gavra, you're an agent. So he said, if you say that, then one, the second you go against his will, so now you impute your own will, so then you undermine your chalos as a shliach. So you're not a shliach anymore. So if you say, the first way is Rashi, the second way is Rambam. If you say the reason why, if you go against your shlichus, it's batal, is because you are memana on X, not on Y. So then in this case, since the guy just said, say terom, just take off chumas, then anything, the mino is on any type of chumas, therefore you're never going to knock the guy out. But if you say the Rambam learns no, is that the reason why you're not a shliach is because once you impute your own will into the thing, you undermine your gavra, you're not a gavra of a shliach. Also, if that's the case, then even if you're, as a shliach, you're supposed to do 1/50th, that's the rational thing to do, and you say, nah, I want to do different, so then you undermine your, that you're a shem shliach. So then there's no shlichus anymore. If you do a bishogeg, so then you don't know, you're not undermining your shlichus. So then it's just a matter of, well, what's the nature of the minoy? So then you're not on anything. He'll agree with Rashi. And that's the way he's going to learn on Gemara, that if you do more or less, then it still works. That's because the minoy shlichus is on any type of truma. And you're not, since it's shogeg, you're not undermining your status as a gavar shliach. She says, but if it's mezid, then even though you're in line with the minoy, but the gavra shliach is gone. And we said, bears it out in the Rambam Mishluchim, Aleph Beis? I think Aleph Beis. He says, if you go against your different mishalcha, it's lowest of all klam. And he says, v'cheinim ta'a, also if you make a mistake, it's not good, because the shliach could say, the mashalach could say to you, I sent you to help me out, not to mess me up. So he says, he separates the shogeg and mezid. By mezid, it's lowest of all klam, because there's no gavra of a shliach altogether. But by shogeg, he is a gavra of a shliach, but simply there's no minoy for that. The minoy is to help the guy, not to hurt the guy. So he said that's why the Rambam went. We left it to kashas on the Rambam. There's one kasha on the Rambam is the Rambam only says that if on purpose you do too much. He doesn't say if you do too little. So what's the difference? Either way, you're imputing your own will into the situation. You should undermine your shame as a shliach. So that's one kasha. The other kasha was... if we go further in the machlokas. Like, we take the machlokas further about whether or not there's this idea of undermining the gavra of a shliach or not. Which is again, maybe you could do that. So I don't have anything for those. Maybe I'll come up with something. I thought it might be a good idea to look at the Mishnah there, because the Mishnah and Shum is Dalad. And again, I didn't look at all the Rishonim there. And they say the Pesach Mishnah says something different there. So in theory, it's something to look into. It's a very interesting area. The whole area is quite interesting. So I hope this is. Just getting back to this idea of shulch shalom gemosa. So now basically what Gemara is going to be interested in is how do you know that a shliach works altogether by truma? So I want to emphasize again or go over again how the shliach is working. So again, we said the main idea we have so far is that you have two types of maisim. When the Torah requires a maisa, there's two types of meanings to that. One is where it's a maisa as an ends. The Torah wants you to do the action of eating matzah. And the other one is where the maisa is like a means, where you really, let's say in Kenyan, Torah really wants you to have a das, a certain type of a das, but that das has to be concretized and expressed, and maisa is the vehicle of doing that. So the maisa is not the involvement in the action per se that the Torah is interested in, but it's the effect which is brought about through maisa. Now, when you have the first one, maisa as an end, is that you can't use a shliach because you're not doing the maisa. But when the whole thing is that your maisa is there to bring about a certain effect, then the Torah posits shliach. So what's shliach? So shliach means is where you have a minoy shlichus, so you appoint a certain gavra to become like a secondary to you, to be your agent. So that's halachically as a minoy, so he's defined as your agent. And now the idea is when he does an action, so it's, even though he's the one who's acting, but the effect, the action insofar as it brings about as a means towards something, the effect, which is, it's Olaf for you. There's he's doing the action, but since you appointed him, and he's acting on your behalf, so therefore the, even though the action itself is his action, but the effect of the action, he's doing it for you, and that's the halachic custom of shlichos, is that, that works. That you say that when he's doing the action on your behalf, it's, so to speak, this effect is attributable to you. So for instance, if he does a Maisa Kenyan, you need an expression of your das through an action. So the thing is that since he's doing the action for you, and that's halachic, because there's a mina shlichos, so therefore that action will be an expression of your das. Okay, even though he's doing the action, because he's not expressing his own das, he's doing the action as a pawn of yo. So then that's created through the minoy. Because the minoy renders him your shliach, so vis-a-vis this action, he becomes a pawn, an agent. So when he does it, it's an expression of my das, and that's the idea of kinyan. I need a maisa kinyan, which is an action, which is concretization of my das. So I can do that on my own, or I can do it through him. So the Vaishlib I got, I need to send her out. I don't need to do the technical maisa, the mechanical action of sending her out. I have a dasa of a gerushin. I don't want the marriage anymore. And now I have to do a maisa, which means I have to send her out. It means there's a sending has to take place, which is attributable to me. So I could either do that on my own, or I could appoint the shliach, who's my agent. And then when he does it, it's my effect. He did the action, but it's my effect. So if the Torah demands an action per se, then it's not going to help, because it's still his action. He's the one who did the action. But if the Torah is saying is that the essence of the action is not the action per se, but is the effect of the action and its attribution to you, so shlichus is a mechanism by which the Torah is positing that you could attribute an action to you, even though it's the other guy's action. That's a chiddush, though. I mean, so you need two things to take place for shlichus to work. First of all, it has to be an institution which is not a maisa per se, but it's maisa as a means. But then you need the Torah to posit that there's such a thing as shlichus. I mean, it's very nice. If you didn't have the exeris akasav, it would be, even if you knew that this thing is just not a maisa per se, it's just like in mamonas, for instance. So mamonas is clearly there's no action in mamonas per se, but still you wouldn't automatically know shliach, because how do you know the Torah sets up a mechanism whereby you could render him my yad or my agent such that his action is attributable to me? You say, look, he's his own guy, I'm my guy. Who said there's such a mechanism? So shlichus is recognizing such an institution. It's like power of attorney. In America, we have it also. I mean, I haven't studied power of attorney or shlichus so much, but I mean, there's an idea like that. If you can't go to a closing or whatever, you can sign sort of document. Or if you sign something like that, it's like in case you get sick, like you're in a coma or whatever. So you could sign a power of attorney form that so-and-so is, you sign over that he could sign for me and he could do monetary things for me, make decisions for health proxy, he can make health decisions for me. So the idea is that he could be acting on my behalf as I'm signing it over to him, and now he's like me. It's like I'm signing, he's signing on my behalf. So there's a mechanism like that. It's a sensible mechanism. But you need to deposit it. I mean, the legal system has to recognize such a thing. You could have imagined a legal system where you're you and he's him, and that's it. There's no such thing as acting on someone's behalf. Okay? So I just want to read a Tosas Red. Okay? Tosas Red. It's, where's Tosas Red? Oh, you have Tosas Red. It's on our Gemara. Membez, Amabez, actually. It's on a little bit further ahead. But I was told about this, by Ruben, who's told about it by Siska. I'm sorry, by Ilan, who's told about it by Siskovic or Ruben. And they found it because I think the Ketzos referenced that, or something like that. There's a Ketzos, who I think asks on this Tosas Red. So maybe I'll get to the Ketzos at some point. And there's a Rush in Nedarim also. But I think at the very least, I think we could just do this Tosas Red. I think it's Nem Beis Oma Beis. Okay? It talks about Shlicha. I think it's good with what we're saying, I think. It's just interesting. He says, Shiny, fine, whatever. Yesh Makshin. Because he's talking about Ein Shel Dvar Avera. Whatever, saying by Avera is you don't have shlichus, which hopefully we'll get to. He says, Yesh Makshin, came l'chol dvar mitzvah, Mo'il, maybe you have better reading. Can you read that? Mo'il? Did you ever say Mo'il?
Oh, which
you don't have it. It's Shiny Haslam? Tosus Red, Membezim Abez.
Yeah.
Shiny Haslam, Ein Shel Dvar Avera?
Yeah.
Yesh Makshin, Im came l'chol dvar mitzvah,
Yo'il
Hashliach. De Omer Adam l'chavero, Shave besukkah bavuri, hanach tefillin bavuri. Right, he says, well, you should have every mitzvah you should have. He says, send a sukkah for me, put on tefillin for me. Why not? So he says, love milsi. Sheha mitzvah chivuch hamalkom lasas begufo. A mitzvah which Hashem was mechayiv you to do with your guf, heich yipater hu al yidei shlucho. How could you be pater through your shliach? V'hu lo yasaklom. Right? You didn't do anything. The Torah is saying, that's what he's saying, is that if the Torah, if it's a maisa as an ends, Torah is telling you to do this action, very nice, you're shlichted, but you didn't do it. So if the Torah needs the active idea of an action, the involvement, so you didn't do it. V'vadai b'gerushin uv'kedushin mahani. Why gerushin uv'kedushin? It works. Ki hu ha-megaresh. V'lo ha-shliach, because he is the megaresh. Shemashik ma'akas of begat. What does it say in the get? Ana ploni patras plonis. What do you think it says in the get? It doesn't say the shliach is getting divorced. It says you're getting divorced. You're the one who's getting divorced. You just need this get to be realized through a maisa. V'chei nam yiho isha. L'mihim ha-kadasha. S'kiyim lo. Who wished though? It was my wedding. The shliach isn't saying you're married to me. The way it's saying you're married to ploni. V'chei mitruma. By truma also. Who need to know sin ha-truma m'hirosav? If you have a shliach taking truma, the shliach's not giving his own fruits. He's taking truma from your fruits. So then in Pesach, Hu ochlo v'al shemo yishachay v'yizrakadam. By Pesach also. You're eating the carbon Pesach, it's just that you have someone else do a shechita for you. Right? So when it's saying all these things, it's your mitzvah, or your kedushin, or your gerushin, or your truma. It's just that the mitzvah, it's just that you need an action to register for you somehow, either to be mafresh your truma, to bring about your afresh truma, or your kedushin, or your gerushin. But it's your thing. He says, avol besukah, right? The sukkah hachanam yachal lomo shech haseli sukkah v'hu yosheva. You could tell someone to build a sukkah for you. As the answer, it would be like that. It's like, I think that's good. It's like he's saying, building a sukkah is just a means. So the saying is, you can tell someone to build a sukkah for you, and then you sit in it, just like you can tell someone to do the ma'aseh kedushin for you, and your mekadesha. See, at first it sounds like it's totally unrelated, because building a sukkah doesn't do the mitzvah. This is the ma'aseh kedushin. But I think his point is that ma'aseh kedushin is just the means. The real kedushin is the das kenyan, which you're there, and it's your kenyan, and you're marrying her. It's just that you need a means of ma'isa to bring it about. So it's just like building a sukkah. So you can have someone else do it. He says, but if your friend does the ma'isa for you, the ends, then of course that's not going to be good. So what I was saying is that the ma'isa is a means. So it's like achshah. So the reality is really just your das or whatever you'll see in different instances. Your hafrasha struma. But you need a ma'isa to realize it. But that's just a means of creating the realization. But the realization is in you. He's just doing the means. He's building a sukkah. He's just bringing it into fruition. But it's really your thing. Okay? So I think it's good. I think he's saying the same type of thing as we're saying. I didn't realize, but I think this thing of the sukkah is a good point. Because otherwise, what's he saying sukkah? So has someone else build a sukkah for you? Like this? Well, of course he has someone else build a sukkah for you. But it has nothing to do with this. Here he's doing the ma'isa kedushin. Seeing the sukkah is nothing. Actually, I think that's his point. That the ma'aseh kedushin, the value of the ma'aseh kedushin is not the action per se, it's the kenyan, the das kenyan. This is just the means of bringing it into fruition. But here it's simultaneous, so it's hard to see. By building a sukkah, they're separated out in time. Building a sukkah is a means, but it's coming first, and then you're sitting in the sukkah, so it's clear. Here it's like simultaneously you have the das and he's doing the ma'aseh. But either way, still the ma'aseh is just the means of realizing your das. And that's the shlichus thing, is that you can have someone else do for you. Okay? Okay, man. So now we're ready to go back to Shema, right? Okay. So it says like this. So it says... Hello? Yes. Okay. Testing. Right, so now the Gemara wants to know, it says, so Minolan. So we're on the top of Mimal from the days. Minolan, Rashi, the Shliach Torim. So now that we went through this whole thing about the Shliach doing more, doing less, I mean, whatever becomes clear from this Mishnah, that clearly Shliach could take off Truma for you. So this is, how do you know? Maybe the mitzvah is to be Mafresh Truma's Vaishas. And who said he could use the Shliach to do that? Okay? So it says, "V'chitema diyalof migerushin." So maybe I'll tell you why I learned it from Gerushin, because the Torah positing in Gerushin a mechanism whereby someone's action could qualify for you. Okay. By the way, I think Truma fits our pattern, which is that in Truma the essence is not the involvement in picking up the Truma and, you know, saying "Hare Zeh Truma." That's not the real idea. Is that you're giving of your produce to the Kohen. And the Maisa Afrasha is just the vehicle of realizing the Shem Truma on your produce. So in theory, you could say, learn from Gerushin. It works there, it works here. It's the difference. That's Torah there is positing there is a mechanism. So Truma is that type of an action. Now you need a mechanism that will allow his action to register for you, but the Torah already posited that in Gerushin. So you could learn out that it should apply. What's the difference? Why should it be any different between here and Gerushin? So the Gemara says, Mala Gerushin Sheken Yeshanan Chol. But what do you mean? But Gerushin, I'll tell you, it works because Gerushin is Chol. But this is Kodesh. And just because it works by Chol doesn't mean it's going to work by Kodesh. Okay? So the question is, why not? What's the difference? What's Chol and Kodesh have to do with it? Chol, yeah, Chol must be, I mean, it's a mitzvah, but it means it's a mitzvah which grabs hold of the world of Chol, of marriage, of, you know, as opposed to Kodesh, which is Kodshim, you know, Chuma. Shuma is Kodesh. You're involved in Kodesh. So, but the question is, what does one have to do with another, right? Okay. I think, you know, the bunch of steps, yeah. Okay, so the question is, what's the difference? I mean, just because it's chol, so what? So why should I say that that shliach's going to work by chol and not by kodesh? What's the sense to that? Let me just fill you in another fact. From later in the Gemara. I don't want to necessarily get involved in the whole Gemara here, but there's another thing is that it works by karbon. Okay, by karbon. So by Pesach. So the idea is that here you could do, and maybe we should explain this. Maybe that's a good idea to explain a little bit. But by karbon Pesach, so it's saying is that you're allowed to have someone do shechita for you, shechita's Pesach for you through a shliach. Okay, you use a shliach for your shechita's Pesach, and you'll eat it. It'll be your karbon, and you'll eat it and all that. But you could do it through a shliach. So that's learned now from a limud. Okay. So Gemara says though that if you only had truma, you wouldn't know that it works by kachem. Okay, well, right? So if you only had it that it works by truma, you wouldn't know that it works by kachem. It says why? It says because truma is chol etzel kachem. In other words, even though truma is kodesh, kachem is really kodesh. So I'm saying the same kind of argument is that the more kodesh a thing is, the more you'd think shliach would not work. So even if you told me that shliach works by truma, you wouldn't necessarily know that it's going to work by kachem, again, because that's chol etzel kachem. Truma is chol etzel kachem. So I'm just bringing that up because it's in the same kind of thing. I mean, I don't know if it's going to make things harder or easier or whatever. I'm just saying it's a related point that the Gemara, you see, like, apparently the wholeness or kodeshness of a thing is relevant insofar as the Torah is allowing a shliach or not. And not only qualitatively, even in quantity. Unless there's, you know, whatever. On the surface, on quantity. Yeah. Okay, so that's our question. Dirashi says, Eitzel kachim, afilu truma cholhu etzlo. So even truma is chol when compared up against kachim. Here's one thing. I mean, I think, for starters, I think one thing we should keep clear here. And I'm not sure about this whole thing. I mean, let's try to work it together here. But it seems so far what we've set down is that the way shlichus works is you need two things to happen for shlichus to work. First of all, it could only be, the first shlichus is, again, it has to be a maisa where the maisa is a means. If the maisa is an ends, which is the Torah wants you to be involved in this activity, then there's no place for shlichus because that means you are involved in this activity. Okay, so if the maisa is a maisa per se, as opposed to just a maisa as a means to bring about an effect, then definitely you can't have shliach. But even if the maisa is a means, then the Torah has to posit that you could make use of someone else to do that means, and his maisa will count and be ola for you, because that's Torah's positing such a thing. Now you have to make a decision here. Is that if you were to say, if the Havamina is that you would say that by Chuma, you wouldn't say Shliach. You wouldn't say Shliach because it's Kodesh. Is it because A, because Chuma is a Maisa per se? The Torah is demanding a Maisa per se by Chuma. And therefore, it's like Tefillin, it's like a Mitzvah Shabigufo, so to speak. And simply, of course, Shliach won't work. Or is it B, that no, Truma really is the same as Kedushin and Agat, you know, that's really just to bring about an effect. But since it's Kodesh, the Torah disallows the usage of, or doesn't extend, the institution of Shliach to Kachem, to Truma and Kachem. You know what I mean? It seems you have to make a decision, because there are two things here. Is it that the Torah, I would think that the Torah is going to formulate Chuma, you know, Chuma in a certain way? Or is it that it's a chiddush about the mechanism of Shliach? Does the Torah extend this mechanism to Chuma? Yeah, okay. So I think I'm going to go with this. These guys are also happy with going this way, that it's the first way. Okay, but let's keep it in our, you know, in the back of our minds. We don't necessarily have to commit, but I think it's important to lay out that it seems there's a crossroad here. Right, it seems when you do shliach, when you're doing this, if you're discussing whether shliach If the whole Gemara is going through where does Shliach apply, where doesn't Shliach apply, you always have to ask yourself, is it a question of how the Torah formulated this and that institution? Or is it a question of, no, we know how the Torah formulated this and that institution, the question of where the Torah applies this mechanism called Shliach. Okay? Fine. So I'm going that way. And one thing you could say to support it is the limud that it does work is a limud in Truma. Is the way the Torah writes Truma, and the limud in Gerushin, and the limud in Kedushin, and the limud in Karban Pesach. Which is indicated like it's written by there. It's not just the limud in Shliach, you know, just the pasuk by Shliach or whatever. It's the limudim are the way the Torah writes these institutions. But it's fine. So now I'm thinking like this, is that So let's just take the first step. So then the argument in theory should be is that since Truma is Kodesh, so therefore when the Torah sets up Truma, it should set it up as a Maisa per se, not just as an effect. Okay, that's the outline. We have to fill in the details why it should be that way. But it would seem that's the kind of idea you want to be saying here. If you say it's option one. Now, more specifically, is that there's definitely, Truma, I would say, definitely in its, there's certainly room to argue that Truma is an effect. Is the Maisa is just bringing an effect. Like, Tefillin, you'd never say this. But in Truma, you certainly could argue the essence of Truma is the Hafrashas Truma, is that you have produce, you have a certain amount of, you have money, and you're giving your money, Lashem, to Truma. There's definitely, and that the effect is the essence, I'd say, the real key of Truma is the effect of your giving up your money to the Gohen. I mean, I'd say that's definitely the essence of the thing. And that's why there's all discussion here, and there's no discussion by Tefillin. Because that's the core of Truma, that's the idea of you being mafid your Truma, and I guess like you were saying, Lashon HaSem Lo, is the recognition of giving up of your bailus. And that's an effect. That's not a Maisa per se. But, again, perhaps because it's Kodesh, and we have to fill in the blank, but because it's Kodesh, the Torah did not just say, bring about the effect and make sure the effect is attributable to you. But the Torah said you have to do a Maisa HaFrashas Truma. Okay, the Torah is Mechayev in a Maisa HaFrashas Truma. Why? Why here and not by Kar, by Kedushin or Kittin? Because it's Kodesh. And because it's Kodesh, the Torah is Mechayev in a Maisa HaFrashas Truma. Okay, now we just have to explain, right? And this is still just like the outline. So perhaps, I think what Yehuda said was good, is that when you're dealing with Kodesh, Kodesh is like Lashem. There's ideas, Kodesh always like ideas about God, or the idea is like, it always points to ideas of God. So the idea of Kodesh could be like Hashem HaSem Lawa, or it's Kodesh always, because Kodesh is Hashem. Like, that's why the only certain Kabbalah people could eat it. So I think it's been called Kodesh Hashem. Is it called Torah called that? Shema? Kodesh Hashem. Lirimas Kodesh Hashem. Kodesh Hashem. I don't know. But it's Hashem. I mean, the thing is Hashem. So the idea is Kodesh always is like Shem Hashem. So it could be that, I think what you would say is that when a person is involved in the world of Kedusha, there's a Gavra. There's a Gavra, like in Kodeshim, there's a Kiyam. Like if a gavra hamah who's a mafresh, or a kima is a gavra hamakir of a karban, or when a person who is, since the institution involves ideas of God, involves kedusha, so it's not just doing an action, just doing a mechanical maisa mitzvah, but it engages the kedusha, it engages the gavra, and there's a gavra hamafresh, there's a kima in the gavra, there's a gavra hamafresh, there's a gavra hamakir, and there's the kedusha itself is registered as a kima in the gavra. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily he has to do it. That's a kiyum. But you could see is that if that's the case, again, you could contend this. I mean, it would be nice if I could prove that, but I can't. But if that's the case, you could say is that the Torah could be mechayev in a maisa truma because it wanted to engage the gavra in order to bring about to have a gavra makra. But it could have just said, it just bring about the effect, and it's optional. You could have a gavra makriv. If you do it yourself, then the gavra is engaged in the kodesh. If not, not. But the Torah, you could say, is that just because by a whole institution the Torah set it up as just bring about an effect and didn't care about the Gavra's involvement in the thing and didn't demand a Maisa, an activity, doesn't mean that by Kodesh, where there's ideas when there's a where there are ideas and ideas about God in the thing, and there is a halachic kiyam of a Gavra, Hamakrev, so therefore you could argue that the Torah was mechayev in a Maisa of Afrasha. It didn't just suffice with just bringing out the effect. It was mechayev in the Gavra's involvement in the thing. But what I'm saying is, my main idea here, I think the reason why I'm saying this, as opposed to just saying, like I guess what Yehuda was saying, is the reason I'm saying a halachic idea, not a philosophical idea. And that's what I want to stay away from. Because if you just say because it's important philosophical ideas, you know, then there's always philosophical ideas. I mean, Kedushin also has very important philosophical ideas. And there's always, everything has philosophical ideas. But what I'm saying is that in Kodshim, the philosophical ideas, the fact that it's Kodesh is a halachic kiyam. This is a kiyam of the Gavra, is a makrev, or is a mafresh. It's not just, in the Maisa Kedushin, there's no Gavra HaMekadesh, he's in the Maisa Kedushin, that's a Kenyan. Now, it may perfect him, there's a perfection in the thing, but Kedusha is, when you say Kedusha, that's a halachic term, it's not just a philosophical term, it's a chafetz of Kodesh, and when a person is involved in an institution of Kodesh, he's relating to God, or halachically, philosophically, it's relating to God, but halachically, it's a kiyam of the Gavra. It's a Gavra of Kodesh. It's a different kind of a Gavra. And as such, so saying is that the Torah, you could have, since there is a kiyam of the Gavra, you could say, or you may argue, or you need a chiddush to say that the Torah didn't do this, but you could argue that the Torah was mechayim in a maisa ha'adam, a maisa ha'farsas truma, which involves the Gavra, as opposed to just bringing about the effect of Kedushin, which would not involve the Gavra. You know what I mean? Yeah, I had to figure out exactly how to formulate it. I mean, I want to figure out exactly how to formulate this thing. But what I'm saying is that I just think you want to just... Okay, I think you have to jump to a halacha as opposed to philosophy. Otherwise, I think it's not really, just doesn't satisfy. It's not satisfying. See, there's a lot of good philosophical things. You know, but if you say that there's a key, that it's a different gavra by Kodesh, and it's even a higher gavra. By Chuma is one gavra, and then by Kachim it's a different gavra, which we get into exactly why. But you could see that there's a different world of Kodesh. You're in the Mikdash, you're Karban, I mean, it's a different type of a thing. So there's a gavra Hamakrev. There's a gavra Hamafresh. And maybe I could try to find some rayas that this is true. I mean, that would be a good idea. But at this point, I'm just claiming it based on certain intuition, and maybe I heard Rabbi say it once. I don't even know. But maybe I'll try to find some rayas. That's true. Thing. It's not a chol activity. So I'm saying chol means it's just like a regular activity. So there's no gavra. You're just doing your regular daily life. So you know when the gavra is kodesh. So now he's in a different world. The gavra is in the world of kodesh. So now the gavra is engaged. It's a different type of a framework. Chol is not a gavra. Chol means he's just doing daily activities. So in his daily activities, mitzvahs come in and say that what you do in your daily activities should be a mitzvah. Do these daily activities in certain mechanics, certain structures, organize them according to your chachma. But when you kodesh, the gavra is going beyond his regular world of kodesh, now he's entering God's world. So what that means is a kiyam in the gavra, it's a different gavra. The world of kodesh is a kiyam in the gavra, is osak in the world, he's removed from chol and he's in kodesh. So that's a halachic kiyam. So given that, that's a halachic reality. So given that there is, now, how's the Torah going to formulate a mitzvah where there is that gavra is a reality, so you say is that it's going to be mechayev in that gavra, as opposed to a mitzvah where there isn't a gavra halachically, it's just purely, it's just a method of kenyan, so then you could argue that the Torah, that's where the Torah allows for shliach. But you have no right to say binyanav, since it did it by an area of chol, where there's no kiyam in the gavra, it's going to do it by an area of kodesh, you need evidence for that. You can't just say binyanav, you see halachic precedent that this area is different because there's a kiyam of the gavra. So that's a halachic, not necessarily nafkamina, but it's a halachic reality. Kodesh is a halachic kiyam. And as such, so I'll tell you that now you need evidence to show that shliach is going to go beyond, the Torah is going to formulate that mitzvah without, as purely a mechanical, as purely a ma'isa. Right, so let's think about it. So let's, So we'll think about it, try to maybe get a little better, maybe find some rayos. And then I guess we'll have to see this limud that it does work, and then keep going by Shuma, and then we'll see. Just keep going. Okay, Pesach. Let me just keep going. The Gemara. Let's go through the steps. And again, I keep open the option that the other way to go would be somehow saying is that Torah, since it's Kodesh, the Torah is going to prevent the mechanism of a shliach. But I don't see that. I mean, if there's a mechanism of shliach, there's a mechanism of shliach, which means the Torah is positing that you could have someone else do an action and we'll register for you. Now, if it's an institution which is one where the essence is the action just serves a secondary role, so I don't see why you should say that the shliach shouldn't work. I mean, shliach is the mechanism, that's the nature of what shliach is, so why should it be limited? I would think the reason it would be limited is because of Yashan and Kodesh, is because of the nature of the institution. So not because, in other words, the mechanism of shliach works, you learn from Gath. Then that works called Torah Kula. Any time where the mitzvah is set up in a way where it's not a maisa per se, but it's a kiyam. You know, it's a means. So now it's going to go through these institutions and say, how do you know that Torah set up this institution, you know? But I mean, let's keep it open though. Again, I'm going this way, but let's keep open that possibility. Let's think about that also.